We're so looking forward to you guys coming to Purdue and performing a lovely program. I know there's a brand new piece by Vijay Iyer, Asunder. How's it been going, and are you looking forward to it?
We are so looking forward to it. It's one of our favorite things to do, is to commission composers and to give birth with them to new works. And we had our first rehearsal yesterday, and Vijay came to the rehearsal and gave us some advice and is looking forward to working with us again. It's just tremendously exciting to be the first to hear a piece and to play a piece.
And tremendously challenging as well, especially with a piece like this. He is kind of known for his complex rhythms and meters, and you know, when you have something like that in a piece without a conductor, there's that extra layer of challenge that goes along with putting a piece like this together. So it's exciting and challenging all at once.
And I think it's interesting. I've read the notes, and we're so looking forward to it. I know some of his jazz, and I've heard an orchestra work that he's trying to, in his notes, say that he's trying to combine different groups. And so I know that could be sometimes maybe a little bit of difference that, you know, maybe the concertmaster's not giving the cue. Maybe it's coming from the oboe or, you know, from the trumpet or whatnot. That could be a challenge, I imagine. And I think the title is sort of fun, Asunder. Because that can have, I suppose, positive and maybe negative connotations.
I suppose it can. He said something very interesting about the piece, which says, "I can't tell you how to feel with this piece, but I can tell you how I felt while writing it, which is essentially how it feels to call oneself American today. Pulled apart, broken, anxious, untethered." And he goes on to say, "My hope is that this may serve to unify the bodies in the room," and so forth. And I thought that was really, really interesting, because essentially that's what he's done. He's sort of pulled apart the orchestra and made very unusual combinations. And it's really tailor-made for Orpheus, because we do function like a large chamber music group, which means everyone can be both a leader and a follower. And so it's not uncommon for us at all to have the bassoons look at the basses, or, you know, the oboe lead the cellos or anything like that. That's exactly what we do.
I love the title of this program, From Piano to Pen, and there are two big staples on this program in this brand new work. And I love the idea of thinking about Beethoven being in sort of this big city and Vienna, and the idea of Mozart being sort of very young and writing From Piano to Pen works so well. Is it sort of fun to have this brand new work? I mean, there's no recording, obviously. You've collaborated with the composer. And then go back to sort of these staples?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is, again, what makes Orpheus program so interesting, is that we do a lot of these commissions, so there's always kind of this newer work on the program, and then that is always tied into, you know, some of these more traditional and well-known works.
I would ask about the idea of going on tour and doing this program in different spaces, because you're going to be in Nebraska before us and Kentucky, then here, and you're going to wind up at Carnegie Hall, one of the great places. And I know you guys have performed there so much that it's probably home away from home. But is it fun to have this sort of thing on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, another challenge being on tour is that, you know, each hall is so vastly different one to the next. So it really kind of dictates the way that we play and the way that we interact with each other. Because, again, without a conductor, you know, we constantly have to be listening to each other and watching each other. And that experience is different depending on where we are and what kind of acoustic we're in. It's always a very exciting, and again, as I said before, challenging experience.
Renee and Gina are joining me from the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and I guess I would end asking, do you guys have any traditions on the road, or are you looking forward to any sort of cuisine in Nebraska, Kentucky? I know you guys obviously have awesome pizza there in New York, but are you looking forward to anything particular on the road?
One of the greatest things about being a touring musician is that you get to eat in all these wonderful cities around the world. So it's something that we take very seriously.
Yes.
I know we haven't discussed yet what the plan is.
Well, surely people will be looking into this and doing some research. It's great, too, to always sample the local cuisine. So I'm sure we will.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today, and toy toy.
Thank you.
Thank you.